less than 12. So the Gemara says, so what shetichi hamaka tanan. Then the Mishnah says, shetichi hamaka, that according to Vesil, they have a right to have more than four bias until the maka heals up. Ela, the case must be the yoyiv lo kuli b'meinaris, that you let her have a four bias when she was in Ara. So the question is, Naris Yud Beis Chodesh, does it take 12 months to be an Ara? Miika, we don't have it that long. V'ama Shmuel says, Ein Bei Naris Labagris Elavav Kadoshim, that once she becomes an Ara 12, then 6 months later she comes up a Geras. So more is the question, the Chita, maybe you'll tell me, Botsim Yoch Yudalek, it's not less than 6 months, or maybe your Tveika more than 6 months you could have it. So more is the Noho Bevad come, it says Bevad only 6 months, and not more, after 6 months you come up a Geras. El, the case must be the Yoyiv Lo Shtayim B'mei Katnas, that they got married when she was a Katana, and they had two Bias then, Ushtayim B'mei Naris, and two more Bias when she was a Naris. Those 6 months, she had two Bias during those 6 months. So it's good why she has four Bias. For the more no, Havoi Minei Rav Chinuno Bashalim Yomei Rav, that what's going to be Higiyaz Mane Lirois Tachas Baila. No, she was a Katana before, and after she's married, now she became a Nara. She came to time when she sees her period. So now, how many more Bias does she have? And Amalei said back to him like this, that Kol Bila Shata Boil, Kol Zaman she was a Katana, as many times they lived together, Ein Melacha, that's only all considered like one night, and she still has three more nights to go. V'yasha Mashil Madal Lel, she still has three more nights to go. So, if she first became a Nara now, she should have three more Bias, not just two. So Mora says, true, El, the case must be, the Yoiv Le'achas B'mei Katnas, he gave her one Bia when she was a Katana, and as many times that she lived together, it's all considered like one. Ushtayim, she had two Bias now, B'mei Naris, during these 6 months of Naris, she had every 3 months to live once, so she had two Bias then, and the Yachas B'mei Bagris, and she had a last Bia when she was a Bagaris. That must be the case here. So now, the Kasha now, back is on Rav. But if you tell me Bishleim is good at Bagaris Baal Maregli, that's a Bagaris when she gets married. That Yavin and Latfei, we give him more than just one night, more than one Biyam. Yisoki Heichadani Katan, just like we say here when she's a Katana. That is many times that she lived together. Bimei Naris. And then she becomes a Nara, Lemif Tzolochodo. The fact they lived together when they were a Katana, it takes away one night from the Naris. Is the Haninam, the same verse should be here also, that they lived together when they were Nara, when she was a Narais. Is Labagris, and now that she came to Bagaris, Lemitza Lachot, to take away one Bia, she doesn't have as much as the regular Bagaris without, she only have one. Ella, but if you want to tell me, like Rav says, that Bagaris, the Yama, regular Bagaris, Leavin and Latfei, she only has one Bia, just a line, the Rishayna, that's all. If so, the lace of Leela Bilis Mitzvah. If a regular Bagaris only has one night, that's all. So now, since they lived together before when she was an Ara, he should only give a stam one Bias Mitzvah, that's all. Fisulay, and not more. So, from this Bryce here, it's a question Rav, that Rav said, Bagaris Noisin Lalila Rishayna. The Chura, here it's Mashma, that she has more than a Lila Rishayna. So, Marin said, Leol in the case here is really like this. Then, this last Bryce was the Yoyiv Lachas Yomei Katnas. As many times they live together when she's a Katana, it's called like one Bia. And the case is now, Begim will be May Naris. During these 6 months of Naris, not that they live together once in 3 months, but every 2 months they live together. So they have three Bias when she was a Nara. That Misarvat, who told you to think? That called Tlosa Yachi Chodoy No, all 3 months. They had only one time, they lived together once. No, called Trey Yachi Chodoy No. Every 2 months they live together. That could be a case here that they had her four Bias before she became a Bagaris. Therefore, there will not be a Kasha on Rav. Now the Gemara says, Minyona Saksenoi, Hevi Shoko V'Ozel Yasu B'Shmuel. He was once going into the city of Shmuel. So, V'Lemevedub the Kavos, he wanted, Kavos the Rav, he wanted to act like Rav. In the case where Bagaris got married, he wanted to say that she only has the first night and not more. And Afilu Rosa, he thought the same in the case where she saw Dan before, it's also the same Malacha. She only has Laila Rishayna, that's all. And we learned before now that if she saw before, then she only has Bia Rishayna, just the first Bia, not more. And here he thought to say, give her the whole night. Omar, he said like this, that he thought that Leipolig Rab Ben Rosa Ben La Rosa, he thought that Rab did not make any difference whether she saw or she didn't see. So he wanted to say, the Bagaris has the whole first night, as many times they wanted to live together. What happened was, Kodam Shochiv Biurcha. So what happened was, he died on the way, before he lived with his wife that night, like before he was over the east, according to Rav. So his maestro was again was Minyumin Seksenoi, that he was on his way and he was about to hold like Rav. And he thought that you'll have to live together a lot of times that night. So he was about to do it. What happened was, before he did it, he died. So Kari Shmuel laid the Rav. Shmuel called the Pasuk upon Rav that Lo Yunu Atzadik Kolovin, nothing big could come out according for the Tzadik. In other words, since Rav really held that it was also, so this person did not do the Aveira. That's why he died before he was able to do the Aveira. Amar Rav Chinan no Bashalmiya Mishmei the Rav. Kivon Shenatku Shino Shalodom, when a person starts to lose his teeth, he becomes old and starts to lose his teeth, is Nismatu Mizanoisov, he starts to lose his Mizanois, Rashi means Koshin Love, it's hard to have Panosa then. Shneva the Pasuk says, Gamanoich Nisat Lecho Nikin Shinayim, Bechol Arechem, Bechoiselechem, Bechol, Bechol Maseichem. Means like when I clean you from your teeth and all the cities, then you'll need bread. You have to say, when a person comes older, then it's harder to get, panos, it's harder to get his mizonis. Now it says in the Mishnah, Ruas of Yoido. Let's say she saw dam, and she was still bevesavi. I mean to say she was a nara. She was a nara, this girl, and she saw dam before, and now she got married. So here the Mishnah says that Beis Sham Beis Hillel says, Noisnin kol halal kulis. Have a right to live together just the first night. Tanu Rabbanan, go like this. Rosa, where she already saw Dam, she had a period before already. The Yodiv Beisavia means to say she's still a Nara, she's still living by her father's house. So Beisil Lemisil says, Kol Alayla Shalom. When she gets married the first night, even though she sees Dam, we have already said it's Dam Besulim, and they can live together as many times as they want that first night, it's Mutta. The Neustan Law Oina Shlema. And she has a complete Oina, complete time to live together. So the question is now, Vakama Oina Shlema, what's called the complete period of time? How much time is this Oina? So Pirish Rav Shimin Ben Gamliel Laila V'chatziyim. I mean to say a night, and half of the day also. Usually we say an Oina means a period of 12 hours, like a night or a day. Here he says it means they can live together the whole night, and half of the next day. So Morris, the question is that true? Me being in Kuli Hai, is an Oina called so long? Or in Minnow, I have a question. It says, Harei Sho Yegitov Ubeis Badav Tumeis. Somebody had his Gita, that's the place where he has his wine factory like, or else Beis Badav, that's where you press your olives, the Shem and the oil. Tumeis, they're both Tomei. Ubikesh La Soy Cemetery wants to be Matari them. Like, you get out the blue of Tumah, in order to be Matari, to say what you make the new wine, or the new Shem and you make now, should not have any blue of the first one there, so it should remain Torah. How do you do it, Ketzad? Who I say, how do you do it to get the blue? And there's not enough just to put it into the mikvah, the Kalim. Because Kozuman, there's some blue, it's absorbed some of the first mashke of Tumeya, it'll always come out and be Matari the next, wine and oil. So how do you get all the blue out of the keli? So case to the waste, as you do, says other this hadafim, that's the delis, Rashi says, the board like that you put on top of the grapes to press it. Fi halulvim, that's like the lulav branches that you use to clean it up with. Fi hadashim, Rashi says also that's agas atzma, that's like the wine vat itself that you have the wine in. Shanov nisunim shan, that the grapes are put there. So these things, madichim, is enough just to wash them out. Since it's only blue through cold, it's enough just to wash it out, and that gets out all the blue. What's going to be your aklim shel nitzorim? Now, what's going to be your aklim shel nitzorim? The shel bitzputz. These are the cloths that they use there. Rashi sakoshim es atapura shel chatzanim biyakun sovid, that they tie up the bundle of the chatzan, that's the pits and shells, they tie them up together. So it's made shel nitzorim, this type of material, shel batzputz. Then Rashi says that means canvas. Is menagvon, you have to let it dry out. Rashi just dry it out. Why, like dry it out. Rashi says, shein and belenkar, these things are not absorbed at all. What's going to be shel shifa v'shogami, it's made in this type of material, maybe rubber or gami. Then miyashtin, you have to let it stay old. You have to let it wait a while. Now, the kama miyashtin, how long do you have to leave it without using it? It says Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months. Rav Shimon Gamliel Loimah Menichan Migas Lagas. You have to leave it, do not use it from one like wine season to another wine season. Or Mibad Labad, from one olive season to another olive season. So Marcel Chorus is Hanatan Kam, the Chorus once a year, it's the same thing as 12 months. So Marcel Naikab, now the difference here between Charfif Viavli, between new, young, fast ones and old ones. if it's exactly 12 months, no matter what it is, it's 12 months. Because you go back to the season, sometimes the season is earlier, it's less than 12 months. Sometimes it's longer, it's more than 12 months. We have Yaisi Yamavisa like this. What's if you want to be Metayer to use out your wine press right away? So Magilim Bereschen, the answer is pour boiling hot water over it. Be make Hagola. Or Yecholtim Ben Ezeisim, or make boiling hot olive oil and pour that over it. Just let it stay under a faucet, under like a gutter, shemaim of mekalchin, that the water is always dripping on it. Or b'mayin, or else in a well like shemaim of reitrim, that the water is flowing over it. Let it stay with the water flowing through it. Now v'kam oina, how long is it called an oina over here? Mashmi, you have to leave it there an oina a period of time. How long? It's Gederach Shamar B'Yaynes, the same way we said by Yaynes, how long you have to let it soak in water. It's the same thing here also. Kach Omru, is Kach Omru B'Tyrus, the same thing was said by Tyrus. So Moses Kapalai, just the opposite. But Tyrus come in here, we're talking about Hilchos Tyrus. How long you have to let it soak to get the tumor out, to make it tor, so you can't tell me the same shear as Yaynes, that we're talking about Tyrus here. Ella means like this rather. That Gederach Shamar B'Tyrus, the same way was said by Tyrus, Hishno Kach Omru, the same way was said by Yaynes. The kamo, I know how long does that have to soak in water? Om Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Rabbi Yechonon, Oyoy my Laila, a day or a night, that's all. But not like we had before, a night or Laila, and half the day. Rabbi Chonon Shuna, V'yamila, some say Rabbi Chonon, Ba Shuna, Om Rabbi Baba Chonon, Rabbi Yechonon, Chatzi Yom V'chatzi Laila. Also a 12-hour period, half a day and half a night. V'yom Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, please, there's no machlekes over here. When did they say the day or the night? That we're talking about Nisan time of Tishrei, when the day and night are equal. They're both like 12 hours. So Kitta is a 12-hour period, either a day or a night. And that they say half the day and half the night, that's Hobbit Kufas Tamis with Tavis. That's when the long nights in Tamis, the long days in Tamis, whereas the Tavis, the long nights. So you can't just have a day or a night, it's too long. There it has to be half and half. So Chur Yisir Noina means 12 hours. How come here you say it means a night and a half a day? Like 18 hours. Samara says, Hochinami no, Amosai Gavani, the same thing also. It means to say it's Chatzi Yayim V'Chatzi Laila. That's what it means to say. Half a day and half a night, a 12-hour period. Ay, V'Laila V'Chatzi Yayim Koma. Before we said it means a night and half the day, that's called the Yayna. El Aradi means like this. Ilayla, the Nisan and Tishrei. We're talking about the nights of Nisan and Tishrei. Then talk, it's a night period of 12 hours. Or else, Echatziyem, Echatzilad of the Tavis of Thomas. It also means in the long days, the long nights, then it's talk half a day, half a night. Penachnam, Idoin, there's a 12-hour period. The boy said, we want to give you another answer. Know that over here, by the Chasna, by the Bia, it's talk a night and half a day. You know why? Shani Ksub, by the Chasna, when they write the Ksubi, I'll tell you, the Magvi Botvei, the Chasna, it takes a long time till they saw, until they make up the Ksuba. So even though they have the chasna by night, they get busy until half the night. So you only have the rest of the half a night, so therefore noina would be half the night and half the day. Rav Shmuel, the Amitavaya, both Rav and Shmuel both say halacha. What's the halacha of our Mishnah? That the boy will be less mitzvah perish. That's all. Anytime they have chasna, or shikatana, or gadolom, that's the halacha that they only have right to make one beer. If they see dam or they don't see dam, then the din is midrabban and she's tom and they have to be perish. Moser Chizuchizi asked the question, says, Meister before, Venosan, the Rebbe Dalad Leilis, Mitoich Yud Beis Chodesh, we gave them four beers, not just on beer Rishoina. Or Malay Rav, Rabbi said, listen, Adura Yapirch Lomli, you want to ask me questions, why look and ask questions from over there? Oysu Mimas Bish, you should ask the question from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says you give longer than just beer mitzvah, Frapak Tano by Narom, Ashatich Yamaka Dalad Leilis, so how could you tell me now, you only have the first beer and that's all, not more, how could that be? Tamar says, Husavri he holds Meister Rav. That's good to ask the question for this last Meister, because that was a Meister in action. He acted that way. Mashmat Allah la Meister. But I call upon him, Mikom Mokom, the Rav and Shmuel Kasher, Rav and Shmuel Hakka, they say, that la Meister, you only have a right to live together once, the Bias Mitzvah. And after that, she has a Denida. Our Mishnah says, not like that. Tamar says, Enchnami, Inu, the Abduk Rabbi Seinu. They hold Rav and Shmuel Rabbi Seinu, all the time, learn like this. Rabbi Seinu, Chosu, and Inu, they got it together, made a psak. That the locher is now boil bilas mitzvah parish, that's all. That they only have a right to live together once, And then with the Rabbanim we say it as if she has Tumas Nidom, and they can't live together afterwards until she has Zayin, until she waits 7 days or Zayin Akim. Omar Ulis says you should know, Ki Hevi Bo Rav Yechner Vashlokas B'Tinoikis. When Rav Yechner Vashlokas is learning out prior to Noikis, the Yamaski Mineel could the master tell them a big car, but they didn't come out with too much. Because there's less Chumrah. They came out mamish the way Tala, a fox comes out in the day karva. Not too much. Meaning to say, we pass that this left halachia that she only has bias mitzvah. So even though the Mishnah does not say like this, but we're machma, this Rabbi Seinu. Rashi says, Tala means shul, where the fox with be karva, minamachrisha, from a field that's already plowed, you can't pull out too much from that. Well, Mishnah Bohoch, when they finished our prayer, they ended off like this, that the lochri is a boil, be the mitzvah first, that's it, they have right to live together once. Then they have to be Purish. Oh, Malay Ravad Ravash, Ravad Ravad said about Ravashi. Elamayat is so, thou nefesh lo yigmar vi Yosef. You're afraid the attack that you're in the first beer, she's going to see dam and dam nidom. So, thou nefesh then should not be machmen, not to finish off the beer, not to see dam. Oh, Malay said, yeah, we can't tell them, because in came of so, leave a night for Purish. His heart will start bothering him and he won't be boiled altogether. He'll be afraid maybe she'll be a nidom. So, why do we tell them, no, you're allowed to finish off the whole beer? Just after that bia, lamaisa, even though you don't see dam, whether you do see dam or don't see dam, midrabbanan knows she has a tumas nida. And that's a loch lamaisa. By the first bia rishona, we say the first night if she was a psula, she never had bia before this, so then we say, asachshash, that maybe, they'll mix up between dam nidis and dam psulim, so xeria, she's always tummy. Turn rabbanan, learn like this. The kulam shoy shafaz dam, and he should have a flow of blood. Like in the middle of the four nights, after she finished the beer, the first four nights, the dinner, the Mishnah, by Yanara, that Basil says, allowed to live together four nights, if she had a flow of dam from the four nights to after the four nights, if she already had Rosa before, that she only has the first night, so she was seeing dam from the first night onwards, the Lachar is Kulam Tzricha lived like a Satsman. They have to make a big, they have to check themselves out. Over Kula in all these cases, the end of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Meir Machmeh Kedib Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Meir Tak was Machmeh like Beshammai Shita, that she has the more Chumadik Shita, not the Kula. So Rashi says, Metoch Dara Leilis means a Loi Ross, which she didn't see before with Beisaviyya. Or else, Metoch Dara Leilishana Beisaviyya, Srichat Livdaik. Shein Saim Chalon, we're not Saim, we're Choyal Beshafah, since she's seen Dam, Midam Sulamu. Fafilu even echodalis, we don't say that. Because one swore would be that since she's seeing a flow of dam, the since it's still from the middle of the four nights, it's dam basulim, that we don't say. But rather we have to make a bdika to see if the colour's changed or not. But we'll soon see there's a difference between the colour of dam basulim and dam nidus. But in all the case of the Mishnah, Reb Meir's mach with Rebbe Shammai. Rashi says means lektana shioni as dalit leilus, meek within the Mishnah. Atricha bdikim shafas mitrdal liachadalit. Fishar Rais, all the other cases, Rash Echad Yenish Shafas, where she doesn't have a flow of dam. Now between Shebei Shammu and Beithilil, Holachacha Maradomim. Then Ramey says we have to make a bdika and see what color the blood is. Sure, Ramey or Ramey used to say, Maradomim Mishunim Hain. Colors of the blood change. Zem is there, one from the other. Ketzah, what does that mean to say? Dam Nida Odom, the blood of Nida Tak is red. Dam Besulim Adarab Besulim Zeno is not red. Dam nidazim, the blood of a nidazim smells. Dam besulim enazim, the blood from besulim does not smell. Dam nida bom min amakor, this pshita, dam nida comes from the womb, that's what's tummy. Dam sulim bom min astom, comes from the sides. So therefore it's different color, it looks different, so mayel, you can make a bdika and tell and see where the dam came from. Omrab Yitzhak bar Rabbi Yosef, Omrab Yechanan, Zudiv Rameya, these are words of Rabbi Meya. Avachom amichom say no, and you don't have to make a bdika, we can't tell, all the bloods look alike. And therefore we have din of the Mishnah that four nights amuto, atzech yamake, or the first laila. That's mika din of the Mishnah. But like we said before, alach lamaisa, we held with machmir, that after the first bia rishayna, she has a din of anita. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. What's going to be an isha roya da machmas tashmish? She sees, she lives with her husband, she sees dam because of the tashmish. So lochur is mishameshes pam rishayna shnir shlish, she has right to live together with her husband once, a second time and a third time. If the last three times they lived together, she saw dam each time, so mekan vilach, from now on, with leh tishamish, she can't live together. Mekan vilach tishamish, she has shit tizgarish. With this husband, she can't live anymore, because she's like zhukhsak to see dam machmas tashmish. Therefore, it's rich, she has to have a get, she can't live together without a get. Oh, it is a big sugar. We'll continue on the next tape. Dav Samech Vov Klo about what she has to do if she's hukzik to be roya machmes tashmish.